Five Ways to Become a Modern-Day God, by Krishna's Mercy.
Na tasya karya karan cha vidyate. Na tatsamash chabhyadhikash cha drishyate. Parasya shaktir vividhev shruyate. Swabhaviki gyanbal kriya cha.
Quote, the Supreme Lord has nothing to do, and no one is found to be equal to or greater than him. For everything is done naturally and systematically by his multifarious energies. Shvetashvatara Upanishad 6.8.
1. Lift a mountain.
See that person? They lifted a mountain. I saw it with my own eyes. They did not need heavy-duty machinery. There was no one helping them. They did it all by themselves. I am only telling you because it was such an amazing sight.
2. Devour a forest fire.
Here 1 minute, gone the next. It looked like we were in for big trouble. The fire surrounded us. As you can imagine, the spark was spontaneous. No one saw it coming. The fire then went right into this person's mouth. Sort of like what you see on those televised specials with magicians, except it was the real thing.
3. Dance on a serpent.
I can't believe what happened. There was this large serpent in the river, terrorizing everyone. This person dove in, head first. They first wrestled with the serpent. It looked like it was a losing battle, but pretty soon the person emerged from the water. They climbed on top of the serpent and began dancing on its head. Where do you even go to practice something like that? How do you train others in the art? It was a spectacular sight. The entire time we were worried that something was going to go wrong, but nothing did.
4. Wrestle a king.
A kid against an adult. The leader of the city, no less. This person was so wicked, but everyone was afraid of him. If you crossed a king, you could be punished with death immediately. This kid wasn't afraid. He went right after the king. All it took was a single punch. It was the swiftest delivery of justice I have ever seen.
5. Show the entire universe.
Something doesn't add up, but no one can prove any cheating. This person put on an amazing display. It looked like they were showing the entire universe. All the planets. All the stars. Both abstract and detail. I have no idea how they did it, but people sure are now convinced that this person is not your average human being.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, is always complete in his possession of glorious attributes. If making an attempt to enumerate, we can fill up 6 different categories. Bhagavan is the most beautiful. He possesses wealth to an extent that cannot be properly measured. He is the strongest in the world. No one is more famous, and his knowledge extends beyond the limits of even the greatest mind. To top it off, God is not attached to anything. He can give up the entire universe at a moment's notice, if he so chooses. Not only does Bhagavan possess these attributes simultaneously and to the fullest extent, he is always in that superior position. He does not need to do anything to become God. This is contrast to the modern-day assignments. Within the realm of spirituality, there are plenty of examples from which to choose. A yogi goes into deep meditation. They live in a secluded place for years. They come out with enhanced abilities. They can produce a cherished pomegranate, on command, if necessary. They can travel to different planets. They might be able to read minds. They can tell the future and reveal secrets from the past. This is to the amazement of those coming in contact. There is the mistaken impression that the yogi has become God. Then there are the less formal declarations. A certain tennis player becomes a god based on their achievements. They go an entire season with barely any losses. They are able to run down shots that no ordinary player would dream of. They transition from slow to fast surfaces without missing a beat. The politician who manages to hold power for many years rises in stature and fame. The people worship that leader as if they are a god, thinking that no misstep can be made and nothing can go wrong. The fallible has essentially turned infallible. The notable distinction with the genuine Supreme Lord is that there is no transitionary phase. For example, Sri Krishna is just as much God while sitting in the lap of Mother Yashoda, as an infant, as he is when displaying the Virata Rupa to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Krishna can lift mountains. He can spot demons in the guise of snakes, bulls, horses, and even whirlwinds. He is stronger than the strongest. He can become smaller than the smallest or lighter than the lightest. Whatever the test demanded by the skeptic, Krishna is able to pass with a perfect score.
Agyashcha Shraddhadhanascha Sanshayatma Vinashati Nayam Lokosti Na Paro Na Sukham Sanshayatmana.
Quote, but ignorant and faithless persons who doubt the revealed scriptures do not attain God consciousness. For the doubting soul there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.40.
A person can experience this reality for themselves. If there is doubt, it does not have to remain. Recorded history is proof enough, but there is further substantiation by immersing oneself in the eternal occupation known as Sanatana Dharma, which has the truly infallible one, Achyuta, as the objective. In closing, standing as tall as tower, or forest fire to devour, on head of serpent to stand, or vision of universe to command, never to that position came, always of potency the same. In this way true God to see. Forever situated is he.